007 reporting for duty.
If I'm doing a fake movie, it's going to be a fake hit.
Smoke and mirrors, guys. Welcome to the movie factory.
How dare I? How dare you?
Okay, you seem normal.
It doesn't matter what I feel.
I'm Commander-in-Chief.
What if someone really good made a horror picture?
Happy Hunger Games.
That's as good as it's going to get. And it won't ever get that good again.
The movie news.
You stay classy, San Diego.
With Garrett Daly.
So, Garrett, the first story today regards Netflix and some interesting news regarding a distribution that broke during the week.
Yeah, this is the Weinstein Company. They've sort of done a deal with Netflix. They've decided that Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, The Green Legend, this is the sequel to the hugely successful film, is going to be released on Netflix on the same day it's going to be released in IMAX theatres.
That's huge, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Now, since then, a couple of the theatre chains, the big theatre chains in America, have said that they're not going to support it. So it's a bit of a stand, actually, in terms of...
Well, they can't be happy. I mean, that's
no,
going to change the whole way cinema going goes.
Absolutely, the whole thing. And like, why would you go to the cinema if you could stay at home? You know, babysitter, anything like that. It kind of is challenging everything that we're going to move towards, I think, in cinema releases. But this would be an anticipated movie, I think, you know.
The first one was
really nice, wasn't it? It's currently shooting in New Zealand and, you know, they plan to release it, as you said, on Netflix and IMAX. But will it go to traditional cinema? Who knows? We've got to wait and see. Netflix are really making big moves in the business.
They are, aren't they?
You know,
yeah.
I mean, they've done so much for TV drama, and I suppose they're setting their sights now on films, and they're deciding to take it on. So there you go.
We'll keep an eye on that one now. We'll be talking about David Fincher later regarding his new release, Gone Girl, when we come to our new releases. But what else is he up to?
Well, he has decided that he's going to direct all of the episodes of Utopia. This is HBO's remake of the cult UK series. Now, Fincher has already directed some TV for Netflix. He did two episodes of House of Cards.
Yeah.
So there's nothing unusual here. But the fact that he's going to do the entire series is a bit of a surprise for people. He's also got Gone Girl author Gillian Flynn on board as a producer for the show as well.
Right.
And it's about a group of people who get their hands on a cult graphic novel which seems to accurately predict major disasters. So there's a good pitch to it. But Fincher's sort of following in the footsteps of other directors who have committed to helming a full season of shows. Jane Campion did it for Top of the Lake.
That's right, yes.
Carrie Fukunaga for True Detective, and Steven Soderbergh for The Nick as well. So this isn't unusual, but I suppose a big, big director like him wiping out his slate for a TV series kind of shows where it's moving
TV is where it's at.
Yeah, so he hasn't announced another project because 2015 is going to be taken up with this for David Fincher.
Well, he's a great director. I look forward to seeing that. Some sequel news for us.
Sequel news, right. Kevin Smith has announced on his podcast, he's got a very popular podcast, that he's going to do a third film, whether we are pleased about this or not, in the Clerks series. You remember Clerks?
Yes, indeed.
This was his breakthrough film way back when. It was in black and white. He shot it on a very low budget, and it featured Jeff Anderson and Brian O'Halloran, who starred as Randall Graves and Dante Hicks in the movie. The sequel was not quite in the same vein, but obviously he's decided to make the final in the series as well. He's got a movie out in the States at the moment called Tusk. But do people want to see another Clerks? He's going to do it anyway.
But he's going to do it anyway. Now, some casting news in terms of voiceovers for DreamWorks Animation.
Yeah, and the pitch for this movie sounds great. You're talking about Alec Baldwin and Kevin Spacey, who are going to...
You have me already there.
I know, there you go. Fantastic. But will you hear the pitch for the idea? It's called Boss Baby. And DreamWorks are going to be doing it. It's the same people who basically made Madagascar and Megamind. But Boss Baby is described as a fantastical film comedy centering on a fast-talking, briefcase-carrying baby played by Baldwin.
Brilliant.
And his seven-year-old brother, who's jealous of the new arrival. DreamWorks says as they embark on a mission to win back the sole affection of their parents, he stumbles across a secret plot by the CEO of Puppy Company, voiced by Kevin Spacey, that threatens to destroy the balance of love in the world.
Doesn't that sound
really good?
What have they paid Alec Baldwin and Kevin Spacey to be involved?
Quite a lot.
And one of those animated features that you just know it's for adults and kids, right? With those two involved.
The skill of them. I mean, Baldwin had worked with DreamWorks before on Rise of the Guardians and Madagascar too, but Kevin Spacey has not lent his voice to an animated feature since 1998's A Bug's Life. So
there you go. I look forward to that.
Yeah.
Now, a big remake, literally.
A big remake, literally. Do you remember the movie from 1988 with Tom Hanks?
Big, I sure do.
Do you remember that amusement fortune teller coin machine, yes. Zoltar? I bet you remember that.
Yeah,
from the
he
movie.
Was great. Tom Hanks is yeah. super in it, yeah.
Yeah, super, super movie. It did really well, 150 million worldwide since its release then. There was also a Broadway musical. Anyway, it's going to be a TV show now.
Oh.
And that's what they're looking at. Fox have decided that they've commissioned a script. They're kind of looking at a half-hour sort of comedy, which they're going to sort of explore what it means to be an adult and what it means to be a kid. So that's what they're working on. And another one as well, Rush Hour. That's remember that Jackie Chan
yes.
movie? They're also talking about that going to TV as well. So everything's just moving across that way.
Okay, and news of a film tour as such as well.
Yeah, films from the southern Mediterranean, and this is taking it to Irish audiences at 5 venues across the country. They've got 3 films on show from October 2nd to the 20th, so it's a good opportunity to see. The title of the tour is Films from the Southern Mediterranean, so have a look at that.
Very good. Now, some home news for us, because The Factory reopens. Remind us about The Factory.
Yeah, The Factory was a venue that I suppose trained actors and was an area for filmmakers to gather and to hone their craft. But The Factory was responsible, I suppose, for giving us quite a lot of the new actors that we see on our screens. Jack Rayner, Peter Coonan, Brian Gleeson,
yeah.
You know, they all came through that stable. Anyway, they've moved location, they've reset up, and they're actually going to be renamed as Bow Street. And this is going to be a venue for finding future talent for the big screen and the small screens. It's in Smithfield is where they've set up. And they've got an in-house cinema. They're going to be running various different acting courses and the likes as well. They've
Sounds
got a program
great.
For screen acting. So, yeah, so there you go. It's good to see it back. And obviously the talent that they honed the last time are, you know, dominating our screens. So
yeah.
May it continue. It's
we wish them well with that.
Yep.
It's great to see it back. Now,
speaking of coming back,
we come to Trailer Watch and he's back. He said he would be.
Did you think this was a joke?
I did.
He is back, Liam Neeson. And people like these movies.
Oh, listen, I love them. So we're talking about Taken 3.
Taken 3. And in this one...
Has he not found her yet?
Oh,
he said he would.
Well, look at this. It's a trailer, our trailer watch. Take a look at the trailer and you're going to see that he's actually framed for murder in this one. And he has to sort of take off and then sets out to catch the actual real killer as well. Forrest Whitaker is in the movie as well. But,
They work. You know, they really work. And
yeah.
As we said a few weeks ago on the show, Liam Neeson has just found this niche and he really works.
And people really like him.
Yeah.
I mean, they've been very successful
he
movies.
Does it well.
So I suspect this is probably the last one in the series.
Oh, no, but you never know.
If it's your guilty pleasure, Taken 3 is coming
check
our
out
way.
The trailer. Check out the trailer. Meanwhile, movies in our cinemas. We've Dolphin Tale 2.
Well, Dolphin Tale 2. This stars Morgan Freeman and Ashley Judd. So it's a team of people who saved Winter's life, reassembles in the wake of her surrogate mother's passing in order to find her a companion so she can remain at the Clearwater Marine Hospital. Then we have Dracula Untold. This is from an Irish director, Gary Shore, and he directs Luke Evans and Dominic Cooper in an origin story, really, about Vlad and Dracula and, big budget movie. It's,
yeah.
It's a $100 million movie, so it's big and it's going to hopefully do well for him, a new Irish director on the scene.
That
it's
is Dracula
his first
Untold.
Movie. So.
Yeah, wish him well with it.
Yeah.
And we mentioned it earlier, Gone Girl, directed by David Fincher. I saw it during the week. I thought he did a super job because I really enjoyed the novel, and it was a tricky one actually to bring to the screen. I thought he did really well, and great performances. It's a good old thriller, no doubt about it.
And it's hard as well to get a novel that is much admired by people and do that, because there's so much anticipation about it. And Fincher's a really good director, so
he did
we have a little
job.
Bit of a clip from the film here just to give you an idea of Ben Affleck in the role.
Mr. Dunn.
Mr. Collins, I know you. I saw you at the Volunteer Center.
I wanted to help.
Well, I hope you don't mind me coming by. I got your address from this letter that you wrote my wife.
Amy and I believe in the lost art of letter writing.
I always wondered why you kept in touch after everything. You were together for 2 years in boarding school, right?
She was my first serious girlfriend.
Well, why did you break up?
That's a strange question.
Did you treat her bad? Did you cheat on her?
That's a rude question.
Let me tell you what Amy told me. She dumped you. You completely unraveled. You stalked her. You threatened her. And you attempted suicide in her bed and were institutionalized.
Your wife is missing, and you came all this way to tell me this?
Well, I thought there might be another side to this story.
Yeah, that's one of the biggies to head to the cinema to see this weekend. That is Ben Affleck, Rosamund Pike and Neil Patrick Harris, who star in Gone Girl. I have to say, I wasn't too thrilled when I first saw that Ben Affleck was cast in the main title role, but he's super in it, I have to say. Really, really good. And Rosamund Pike is suddenly in everything. She's definitely one to, not one to watch, and that she's been around a long time, but she's getting her moment, isn't she?
And Neil Patrick Harris, who stars as well.
Really,
he's
interesting casting.
In
yeah, yeah.
Sure,
no,
TV.
Liked Gone Girl, I have
TV.
To say.
Yep.
yeah, I remember watching the trailer for Life After Beth. Interesting one.
Yeah, a young man's recently deceased girlfriend mysteriously returns from the dead.
Never
he slowly
good.
Realizes she is not the way he remembered her.
No, I bet, you, bet she's not.
That one.
Okay.
Something completely different now is Night Will Fall.
Yes.
This is a documentary, film footage from World War II about German concentration camps, and this is hard-hitting stuff.
It is. It's been getting a lot of attention.
Yeah.
It premiered at the IFI Stranger Than Fiction Documentary Festival last weekend, and it's been getting rave reviews. Possibly not an easy watch, but meant to be absolutely excellent. I look forward to seeing that too. Lots of documentaries actually at the
two
moment,
others.
Gareth. Yeah.
One about Tony Benn, the longest serving Labour MP, and Unbreakable, the Mark Pollock story as well, the sort of inspirational story of his life and his positivity after losing sight at 22, made by Ross Whittaker, who obviously was involved with the Stranger Than Fiction documentary, the programmer of that as well. So that's going at various different locations across the country, so people get a chance to see that.
It's
you can
an
check
extraordinary
out their
story
website as well.
One more to mention?
Violette is on limited release as well, and that's an intense relationship between two women during after the war, and their relationship through writing as well. So
that's,
there you go. That's
quite a
selection of movies there.
Yeah,
it sure is.
Good. All right, what TV movie are you recommending for us?
Well, it's tonight, because I didn't want to recommend anything for tomorrow night, because that small series called Love Hate is on. So, but Peggy Sue Got Married, the Francis Ford Coppola movie with Kathleen Turner and Nicolas Cage, is on tonight on RT1 at 12:15. I think it's worth a watch. Peggy Sue wakes up after her school reunion and finds herself in her own past. Mm. And it was, a charming movie for its day. So
okay.
There you go.
And then we've Love Hate back on Sunday, which is good news indeed. Okay, Gareth, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.